You're listening to Confidently Beautiful with Sierra, a podcast to help you stay confidently beautiful because we all have confidence inside us. We just need to bring it out, and I'm here to show you how. Body image, dreams, parenting style, personality, and more. Here we cover it all. Get ready to stay confidently beautiful. Hello, my name is Sierra, and today I am going to be talking about entrepreneurship. Doesn't that sound fun and exciting? I am going to be sharing actually a webinar that I did a few months ago. Now, don't tune me out, entrepreneurship, and maybe that doesn't sound like a fun word to you, but this webinar, yes, it is about entrepreneurship, but it is about finding something that fuels your passion, finding something that gives you purpose to wake up every day and do something good for the world and contributing something to the world. This is a little story about my journey in finding that thing that makes me feel alive, that makes me feel like I am helping people and making a difference in the world. So I hope you enjoy this webinar. It's just a fun listen. Even if you don't have necessarily like a drive to like own your own business or do something, maybe it will surprise you with like feeling like the need to create or the need to maybe be a more involved and present parent or something like that. Just the whole purpose of this webinar is to help people find their passion, find something that makes them feel fulfilled so that every day they're waking up and knowing that they are doing something good in this world. So I hope you enjoy this webinar. Hello and welcome to my webinar. Thank you for joining me, whether you're watching the replay or you're here live. I'm happy to be talking to you about being an entrepreneur because being an entrepreneur is so fun. It's kind of sometimes can seem daunting to try and figure out something that you can do as a business to make money, but also fuels your passion and to try and find out that thing. So my name is Sierra. I am a business owner, a podcaster. I'm your definition of an entrepreneur. I have a lot of things. I have a podcast all about confidence. Maybe that's how you have found me is through that podcast. I also have a small business where I sell makeup and skincare and collagen products. And it has been a definite journey for me to try and find the niche and the business that is mine. I feel like I spent most of my 20s searching for something that was mine. I decided to go to school. I got a business degree. So I did 4 years of college, got my business administration bachelor's degree. I was working in a real estate office as an assistant and then transitioned to be more of like office manager position as we got more and more realtors. When I graduated from college, then I had to decide, okay, do I want to change my career path or do I want to keep staying in this real estate business? I decided to continue my real estate business. During this whole time of being in college and then also being in real estate, I would always just like kind of play with different business ideas. I had one business that was called Time for Trend. This was a watch business. It really didn't take off that much because I quickly discovered I was not passionate about that, but I had the logo designed. I was working on the website. I had the LLC made. I was going to make watches back. This is going to date me, but I don't know if anyone is old enough to remember. There was like a short period of time when the safety pin watches were like a big thing. So it was like a watch band that was safety pins with beads all over it. That was like the thing. It was probably a very short-lived trend, but that was the thing. And that is what like really interested me in becoming a business owner. And that was my first like business venture. Quickly found out it wasn't for me, didn't like it. So that died. But then I started a blog and an Instagram account called Southern Utah Attractions. This was my next big business venture. And I actually did run this business for a few years and became pretty well known with businesses in the community. I mean, it wasn't huge. There's definitely some right now that are bigger than what I was. But I really, really liked this because I love St. George. I love trying new things. I love hiking and eating at new restaurants and shopping and all of the things that you can do. So I really liked this. I got to promote other businesses. I was trying to figure out like, and I made a lot of mistakes, but I was trying to figure out, okay, what do I charge businesses to to promote their business with me, like so I can advertise them on my Instagram and on my website. How do I do this? How do I charge? I ended up charging, I think I started charging $25 per post, like per ad for a business. And if they added video, then I added another 50. And I got to do some really fun businesses. I got to do one for a pottery place on St. George Boulevard. I got to do another one for a juice shop. I don't think it's actually in existence anymore, but there was like a juice bar that I got to do. I did a lot of stuff for like some events that were down like in the downtown area in what is it called? I want to say Green Gate Village. Is that it? But wherever Judd's is, I think that's what it's called. I did a lot of events. Like they had like a pumpkin festival. They had a Christmas thing. And so I would do advertisements for all of that. And anyways, I had like a whole bunch of people that I would do stuff for, and it was really, really fun. And I really did love it. And I liked the idea of trying different things. While I was doing this and doing real estate, I decided I wanted to jump into a beauty business and see if maybe that was my thing, because I am just like your classic entrepreneur where I'm just like, oh, that sounds fun. I'm going to try that. And I was trying all the different things. And so I started my Unique business, which is my makeup and skincare and collagen business. At the time, we didn't have collagen, so it was just makeup and skincare. And I loved this. I quickly discovered, like within probably the first month, that this was something that I felt like was just mine. Like nobody else in my family at the time was like a business or a beauty person. Like I had like, my mom, who is obvious, she was the realtor that I worked for. So she was obviously like heavily involved in real estate. My brothers were like sports people working for like sports companies. My dad was like in the travel industry. And so it's like, nobody was in the beauty industry. So I was like, this is like my thing. Like nobody in my family is doing this yet. And so I felt like it really was something that like, I wasn't following in somebody's footsteps. It was just mine. And I got to figure it all out. And I really started to love this. I slowly let go of some of the real estate stuff and even eventually let go of my Southern Utah Attractions business, because as much as I loved it, it wasn't what made me super happy, like creating content for my makeup and skincare business did, which it was a really fun business that I was able to run, but it wasn't like something where I felt like I was contributing a lot of really, really good to the world. I really loved the feeling of that I was helping women and girls feel confident in their makeup abilities and their ability to know how to put on makeup or what colors to use, or just to feel confident in their own skin. And that is what really brought me a lot more passion. So I ended up kind of fading out of those two things. And now this is what I am doing, is my makeup and skincare and beauty business. And I have recently added the podcast element to it, which I love, because I feel like I can get more and more of an influence and more reach more people. And this is my very first webinar. And so this is another fun thing that I am going to try, and maybe it will be a flop. Maybe it won't work again, but I'm going to keep doing a few more and see if maybe this is a fun way to expand the business and to influence more people's lives. So that's a little bit of my history of like, it was a long, like 10-year journey to finally find the business that I felt like was for me and the career path that is mine. And it's constantly evolving. Like I just added the podcast, I'm adding these webinars. And so I'm going to keep trying new things. And I think that's part of being an entrepreneur, is you hear something or you see something that somebody else is doing and you're like, that's a really good idea, I'm going to try that. And sometimes it will flop and sometimes it will be great. And so you just have to keep trying and keep doing new things. So the whole purpose of this webinar, I was hoping that I could inspire whoever's watching to find their thing and know that it could take some time. Like it took me like 10 years to find my thing. And I have like a little guided practice that I was going to walk through with you guys. And so if you're watching this recording, it's perfect because you can pause it when needed. If you're live, then I will be sending a recording to you so that you can watch everything and pause it as needed and rewatch things that you might need to. So get out a piece of paper, get out your phone with your notes app, however you like to take notes. And I'm going to just guide you through some questions. So I just want you to take some time to listen. So first thing I want you to write down is I want you to write down a list of hobbies. What do you love to do? Do you like to go bike riding? Do you like to look up beauty videos? Do you like to hike? Do you like to travel? Do you like to create things? Are you an artist? Do you like to take pictures? What is it that you like to do? Just write down all of your hobbies that you can think of and try not to let your mind think, oh, but how would I do a business out of that? Don't think about that right now. Right now, all I want you to do is write down your hobbies. And then, so if you're watching this recording, just pause, do that. But I'm going to keep going just for time's sake. The next thing I want you to write down is I want you to write down a list of your qualities. Doesn't have to correlate with your hobbies. Doesn't have to be like, how is this going to do anything with the business? Just write down all of your qualities. Are you a really compassionate person? Do you love to help people? Do you like to listen to people? Do you like to tell jokes? All of your qualities. And you can pause this. And then we'll just keep going since we're live. Then I want you to write down what sounds fun to you. Like, what is like a job or a career that is just like, that would be really fun. Like, I want to be a newscaster. I want to take video for a living. I want to work at weddings somehow. What is it that sounds really fun for you? And then the next thing is, where do you see yourself in 5 years? And this is like all areas of your life. It doesn't just have to be business related. Do you have more kids or any kids? Like maybe you don't have kids now. Do you have kids? Do you have more kids? Are you married? Where are you living? What style or lifestyle are you living? Are you living a really like tiny house lifestyle, or are you living in a modest home, or do you want like the big house? Where are you living? Are you living somewhere sunny? Are you living on the beach? Where do you think you'll be living? And then also think about career. What do you think you would want to be doing for work? Do you want to be working 40 hours a week? Do you want to just be working a little bit? Do you want to be mostly at home with your kids? What is it that you want to be doing? So you can pause this if you're watching the recording, but if you're live, we're going to keep going. So after you write down these questions, then I want you to just sit there and look at your paper. Hopefully you have it all like somewhere where you can see all of the things. And I want you to circle anything that stands out to you. Like, don't overthink this. Just circle anything that stands out to you. And you're going to just go through all five of those questions and circle anything that stands out. Okay. So pause this if you're watching the recording, but we'll just keep going for the live people. So out of all the things that you've circled, so I'm going to give just some silly examples. So maybe for your list of hobbies, maybe you said that you love to watch movies. And maybe for your list of qualities, you said that you are a really good people person. And maybe what sounds fun to you is creating something or being around people or something like that. And then maybe like what you want to be in 5 years is maybe you want to be able to have a flexible work schedule and maybe be able to be at home with your friends and your family a lot more and be able to not work like the standard 9 to 5. So maybe those were the things you circled. So if those were the things you circled, then you can sit there and you can brainstorm like, what could I do with these things that I circled to create a business that does give me that flexibility and that lifestyle? And it's not going to come to you right away. I mean, like for me, I did the Time for Trend. I did Southern Utah Attractions. I worked for a wedding planner. That's something else I forgot to mention. I worked for a wedding planner because I thought I wanted to be an event planner. So I did that for quite a few years. So you will just have to think of all the options that you could do. So maybe for those, maybe you'd be a videographer. Maybe you'd work at weddings and you'd do like wedding videography for those things that I mentioned that you circled. You like to watch movies. So that could be, I mean, that goes into it. You like to be around people. Maybe you work at weddings. Maybe weddings aren't your thing. Maybe you want to do more corporate events. So you can just kind of like brainstorm different business ideas. And then the biggest thing is that you just have to try it. That's what I had to do. I just tried the things. I was like, ooh, these watches are cute. This looks fun. I tried it. Quickly found out I didn't like it, but I tried it. And you just have to step in and you just have to do the steps to figure it out and see if it's going to be for you. And it's okay if you fail. it's okay if you find, okay, yeah, I do like this one thing, but that, how I was doing it, didn't work. Like, and then you just try something else. And so that's how I found my business. You just have to be okay that it's going to take some time, and you're going to fail. You're going to put a lot of time and effort. It takes a lot of energy to begin a business. So you will put a lot of time and effort into something, and it's okay if you walk away from it. It was really, really hard for me to walk away from Southern Utah Attractions because I ran that blog and that Instagram for probably, I want to say about 3 years. That was really hard. I kept putting it off and kept putting it off. And I would take like a 6 month break, and then I'd come back and be like, oh, hey, I'm back. I'm here and I'm ready to run it again. And I would start running it again. And then something would happen and I would fall off of it. And I think the real problem for me is it wasn't my thing. It was a really good business idea. And there's actually quite a few other copycat things, not copycats. They didn't copy me, but you know what I mean? Like it's an idea that other people have come up with, which I think is awesome. It's something that a lot of people have done different niches than like what I did with Southern Utah Attractions. I wasn't the only one too when I started. There were a couple others. And I think that's also something to remember is it doesn't matter if there are other people doing what you think you can do. I mean, look how many wedding photographers there are out there. It doesn't stop them. Look how many makeup there are artists there are out there. It doesn't stop them from becoming that. So you just have to try it, fail at it, try it again. If you find out it's not for you, you have to be okay to let go and to let go of all that time that you put into it, because sometimes that's the hardest part, at least for me. I mean, that 3 years that I put into Southern Utah Attractions, if I hadn't like agreed to let go, I wouldn't be having time to be doing a podcast. It wasn't until I told myself, it's okay, I can let go, then I was able to grow my beauty business and my podcast and grow that business instead, because you can only focus so much time and energy on one thing. And so be okay to let go, be okay to fail, and just keep trying.
Hi, my beautiful listeners. I am looking to mentor some people. If you have been interested in owning your own beauty business, please reach out to me. Send me a DM. I'm looking to mentor people in owning a business, whether that's just focusing on skincare, focusing on makeup. Maybe you're interested in starting your own podcast or some sort of platform to promote self-love and beauty and confidence. Please reach out to me. I want to mentor some people. So send me a message at Confidently Beautiful Podcast on Instagram, or you can send me an email at confidentlybeautifulwithsierra@gmail.com.
Thanks for listening. Connect with me on Instagram at Confidently Beautiful Podcast and share this episode with someone in your life who could use a little reminder of just how amazing they already are. Stay confidently beautiful.
all of my listeners who are a doula, a photographer, you have an Etsy shop, you have a clothing boutique, you're an esthetician, you're a realtor, you have a house cleaning business, you're a life coach, whatever it is, if you have a small business, listen up because I have something for you. I have come across an amazing email system. It is flowdesk.com/C/confident. If you go there, you can get 50% off your very first year. That's a big deal. 50% off. That's awesome. Flowdesk is amazing. And let me tell you why I love it. I can segment all of my customers into different, basically groups. Think of it that way. And I can have it so that if somebody joins my email list, they are automatically sent out a drip of emails. I changed it to it so that it was over a week time, but you can completely customize it to yourself. And this will automatically get them set up on your email campaign, get them the information that you're wanting, send out those freebies, whatever it is that you're offering. It automatically sends it to them for you. And you can easily create emails that you can send as often as you want. I do mine once a week and it's just so easy. I have the template. I have my brand. I can make it all look the same every week. So I have that consistency and I absolutely love it. So go to Flowdesk, flowdesk.com/C/confident, and you can get 50% off your first year. Thanks for listening. Connect with me on Instagram at Confidently Beautiful Podcast and share this episode with someone in your life who could use a little reminder of just how amazing they already are. Stay confidently beautiful.